GM was, at one time, the biggest corporation on the planet, an iconic giant that wielded political and cultural power.
See the USA in your Chevrolet.
You might have thought that GM was America. After all, GM cars seemed always to inspire popular songs.
Come away with me, Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile.
But let me introduce my new Rocket 88. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road.
Little GTO.
I was cruising in my Stingray late one night.
Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
GM also inspired a popular weekly TV show on CBS. Route 66 was Kerouac in a Corvette.
Lewis and Clark with sex appeal.
Beginning in 1960, the show let its two carefree young male stars meander the country in their sports car. But their GM Corvette convertible was the real star.
You felt when you rode in a Corvette that you could do anything and go anywhere.
Dr. Lynn Bartholomew is president of the Popular Culture in American Culture Associations.
I wrote a letter to one of the dealerships because I so loved the Corvette, and the salesperson took me for a ride. It was the symbol of youth and freedom.
At the 1964 World's Fair in New York, GM dominated the show with an update of its attraction at the 1939 World's Fair.
Welcome to Futurama 2. Welcome to a journey into the future.
Futurama told us GM engineering would change our lives for the better. We learned this as we rode a little train and watched a GM future that would triumph over nature.
A jungle road is built in one continuous operation. First, a searing ray of light, the laser beam, cuts through the trees. Then a giant machine, a factory on wheels, grinds up the stumps and jungle growth, and the roadway bed is paved.
It was General Motors versus the rainforests, and we knew who would win.
Though it wasn't long before GM hit a bump in the road, the company introduced a new small Chevy, the Corvair. It was a Corvette with all the cool parts removed.
If you're like most people who are interested in the Corvair, you want to know what it can do in action.
Then a young unknown lawyer named Ralph Nader hammered on what he considered design flaws. Here he was in 1972.
The Corvair has turned over for virtually every investigator who has explored the handling and stability characteristics of the automobile, and for a good many private citizens who have not.
And that impression stuck.
Years later, Japan's automakers launched an attack on GM and other U.S. car makers with smaller, more fuel-efficient cars. And since then, GM has never found its bearings.